Hello children, welcome to Atomic Energy Education Society's Distance Learning Program. This is the first module of Chapter 7, Cubes and Cube Roots of Class 8 Mathematics. Children, let us start our class with a short story. This is an interesting story about Srinivasa Ramanujan, India's great mathematical genius and his famous mathematician friend, Professor G.H. Hardy. The story goes like this. One day, Professor Hardy visited Ramanujan in a taxi whose number was 1729. Hardy described 1729 as a dull number to Ramanujan, to which the great Ramanujan quickly pointed out that 1729 is indeed an interesting number and not a dull number. He said that 1729 is the smallest number that can be expressed as a sum of two cubes in two different ways. Ramanujan knew this because he loved numbers and experimented with them. He probably found numbers that were expressed as the sum of two squares and sum of two cubes also. Interesting, isn't it, children? Alright, coming back to the number 1729. 1729 is known as the Hardy-Ramanujan number and it is the smallest Hardy-Ramanujan number. The two different ways in which 1729 can be expressed are 1729 is equal to 12 cube plus 1 cube, where 12 cube is 1728 and 1 cube is 1. Therefore, 1729 is equal to 1728 plus 1 or 12 cube plus 1 cube. Also, 1729 can be expressed as 10 cube plus 9 cube, where 10 cube is 1000 and 9 cube is 729. Therefore, 1000 plus 729 will give you 7729. There are infinitely many such numbers, such as 4104, which is 2 cube plus 16 cube, and 4104 can also be expressed as 9 cube plus 15 cube. Children, try to find out more Hardy-Ramanujan numbers in your leisure time. Now, let us explore about cubes. The word cube, as you know, is used in geometry. A cube is a solid figure which has all its sides equal. Consider a cube of side 1 centimeter. How many cubes of side 1 centimeter are needed to make a cube of side 2 centimeter? 8 cubes. That is, 8 cubes of side 1 centimeter will make a cube of side 2 centimeter. Similarly, 27 cubes of side 1 centimeter are required to make a cube of 3 centimeter. 64 cubes of side 1 centimeter are required to make a cube of 4 centimeter. These numbers such as 1, 8, 27, 64, 125, etc. are called perfect cubes or cube numbers. They are named so because each of them is obtained when a number is multiplied by taking it 3 times. That is, 1 is equal to 1 into 1 into 1 or 1 cube. 8 is equal to 2 into 2 into 2 or 2 cube. 27 is equal to 3 into 3 into 3 or 3 cube. 64 is equal to 4 into 4 into 4 or 4 cube and so on. Now let us find out whether the number 25 is a cube number or not. It is not, as 25 is equal to 5 into 5 and there is no natural number which multiplied by taking 3 times gives 25. So 25 is not a perfect cube. From numbers 1 to 1000, there are only 10 perfect cubes. They are 1, 8, 27, 64, 125, 216, 343, 512, 729, and 1000. And you know, children, there are only 4 perfect cubes from 1 to 100. They are 1, 8, 27, and 64. Now let us understand the properties of perfect cubes. Cubes of an even numbers are always even. For example, 2 cube is equal to 8. In this, 2 is an even number and so is 8. Another example, 6 cube is equal to 216. Here, both 6 and its cube 216 are even numbers. Now, what about cubes of odd numbers? Cubes of odd numbers are always odd. For example, 3 cube is equal to 27. Here, both 3 and its cube 27 are odd. Another example, 11 cube is equal to 1331. In this case too, 11 and its cube 1331 are odd. The cube of a negative number is always negative. Consider the cube of negative 9. That is, negative 9 cube is equal to negative 9 into negative 9 into negative 9, which is negative 729. Property 4 helps us to identify the digit in the units place of the cube of a number if we know the digits in the units place of the number. If the units digit of a number is 1, then the units digit of its cube is also 1. For example, 11 cube is equal to 1331. Here we find that 1 is the digit in the units place of 11 and 1 is the digit in the units place of 1331 too. But if the units digit of a number is 2, then the units digit of its cube is 8. This is because 2 cube is 8. For example, 12 cube is equal to 1728. Here, 2 is the units place digit in 12, whereas 8 is the units place digit in its cube, 1728. Now let us take the ones digit of a number as 3. Then its cube will have 7 as its unit place digit. For example, 13 cube is equal to 2197. Here, 3 is the units place digit in 13, while 7 is the units place digit in its cube 2197. Let us explore further. If the units place digit of a number is 4, then its cube will also have 4 in its units place. For example, the number 14 has 4 in its units place. Its cube, that is 14 cube, which is 2744, also has 4 in its units place. Same is the case with the number ending in 5. The cube of a number ending in 5 also ends in 5. For example, 15 cube is equal to 3375. Here, 5 occupies the units place in both 15 and 3375. Now comes the number 6. The cube of a number ending in 6 will also end in 6. For example, 16 cube is equal to 4096. Here, 6 is the units place digit in 16 and it is also the units place digit in 4096. If a number has 7 in its units place, then its cube will end in 3. For example, 17 cube is equal to 4913. Here, 3 is the units place of the cube of the number 17. Further, if the ones digit of a number is 8, then the ones digit of its cube is 2. Example, 18 cube is equal to 5832. Here, 8 and 2 occupy the respective units places. What about a number ending in 9? We find that a number ending in 9 will have the digit 9 itself in the units place of its cube. For example, 9 cube is equal to 729. Here, 9 occupies the units place of both 9 and 729. Finally, let us understand the number of zeros at the end of a perfect cube. The number of zeros at the end of a perfect cube is always a multiple of 3. So, the number of zeros at the end of a perfect cube can be 3, 6, 9, 12, etc. For example, 1000, 8000, 27000, etc. are also perfect cubes. With this, we come to the end of Module 1. Thank you.